are listening to Seated to Serve with business leader and community activist Jeff Bickerstaff, connecting the dots between community, business, and family. Now, here's your host, Jeff Bickerstaff.
If you're a supervisor, if you're a boss, probably one of the things you hate doing is having to hire somebody. And we want to have good employees, but the process is what, just let's face it, what sucks sometimes. So I'm sitting here looking at resumes when I was at the City of Murphy, and we were looking for a recreation coordinator. And lo and behold, found one that looked, resume was looking good. And I thought, okay, this is definitely somebody I want to interview. But then you look and, hey, where are they from? And then, hey, this person is from Corsicana. That's where my mom and dad are from. Hired.
True.
So with that theme, I have my guest today is from, originally from Corsicana. That's my parents' hometown.
Yes.
And I have the one and only, Carrie Huth.
Dreaming of a new home, an upscale lifestyle, or just a great new space for your growing family? Jeannie Martin and her team at Jeannie Martin Realty are excited to share valuable insight about Saxe, Texas, and all the surrounding areas you love the most. Contact Jeannie Martin Realty at martinteam.com. That's martenteam.com. Or simply pick up the phone and call 972-414-0719. Jeannie Martin Realty, making your dreams a reality since 1997. Go to martenteam.com to view listings at your fingertips right now, or call 972-414-0719 today. Jeannie Martin Realty is proud to sponsor Seated to Serve on the OBBM network.
When I hired you way back when, she's my guest today, Carrie. Welcome. It's so good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to see you.
Been a little while since we saw each other, so
it has been a while.
I'm so glad you're here. And as we were talking about before, I've kept up with you from afar.
Right.
And when I started doing my podcast last year, I noticed through your Instagram posts that you had your own podcast
right. Yourself. Yes.
So this is my first podcast guest. This is awesome. But Carrie, like I said, it was probably one of the best decisions I made as an assistant city manager was to hire you.
Thank you.
I think you did a great job. And not only that, probably more importantly, as I've got to know you on a personal level, I found out very quickly that you had some challenges that you had to overcome. And I just think you have a great story to tell. With that, right, you're not obviously at Murphy anymore. What are you doing right this second?
Well, right this second, I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
I'm a stay-at-home mom. Number one is my priority. And then I sell unique makeup. So I am, an entrepreneur, a business owner. I also teach some lessons. And I'm doing this podcast.
Okay, what kind of lessons do you teach?
Swim lessons.
Oh,
privates.
Swim lessons. Okay.
Privates or groups. I originally started as group lessons, and now I'm moving more into like traveling swim lessons. So I do more privates, and I go to the people's homes.
And that's awesome. I mean, you sound like you have a full plate. Now, like I said, one of the reasons I wanted you to have on the show, 'cause I think you have a great, inspiring story to tell. And so with that, we know where you're at currently, but how did you get there?
How did I get here? Well, I'll be honest, I'm a totally different person today than I was, let me think back how long ago it was, even since 2000. So I know it's been 18 years and we are should grow, and I have grown into a person that I never thought I would be. I have experienced things that have been traumatic to me, and I'm still dealing with challenges in life that are testing my strength and testing my faith. And so I think that I wouldn't be who I am today if I hadn't gone through what I've gone through. I have experienced pain. I have experienced growth. I have had a hardened heart, and I am learning to soften that heart. So I have dealt with abuse, emotionally, not physically, and I have had to learn how to provide boundaries for protection for myself and my family.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. And that's the reason, like I said, I wanted to have you on the show after all these years, is because when we did work together, like I said, I try to always get to know my employees on a personal level, because I think that's how a great employee-employee relationship should work. Because if I just know you on a superficial level, I don't think you can become the best worker you can be.
Right.
And so as we got to know each other, you shared some of that. I know you had some experiences even since then.
Yes.
But I think that you did a good job describing that you've experienced a lot of those type of things.
Right.
Why do you think that happened to you?
All I can say is it's God's hands. I don't know what my future holds.
Nor do we all.
Yeah. So I feel like that is preparing me for something, that he is carving me into what he wants me to be. And I'm still on that journey.
Yes, I'm on that journey too. You know, because I see you, from, like I said, I've love you. I've always followed you from afar.
Right.
The last time we worked together, you're remarried.
Right. Right. So when we worked together,
yeah,
I was a single mom.
That's right, single mom. And I'll tell you, just from that very moment, that's what I admired about you the most was your single mom. Because as you remember, I have three kiddos, right, and a lovely wife. And I don't know how we do it sometimes.
Right.
And when we were working together, I saw what you had to do just as a single mom.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. I was just like, holy cow, she would probably be doing a lot better than I would be doing as a single dad, maybe, right, and things like that. And from that point on, what kind of journey did God give you after we parted ways at the City of Murphy?
So when I left the City of Murphy, I went and worked for the town of Little Elm with an old boss of mine that I worked with in Frisco. So I started working there and did aquatics and rec programming. And I ended up dating a fireman that I met in Murphy. And then we ended up getting married. And then we had to learn how to blend a family. So not only did I have the challenges of being a single mom, which I think when you're a single mom, you go into this mindset of survival. You just do what you have to do because there's no other way. Your child depends on you. And so then when I went into becoming, you know, got it married, I was still working and he was working. And then we decided to have a child and he wanted me to be home. And so blending our family was probably just as challenging, if not more, than being a single mom.
That's interesting because I see a challenge, and not from personal experience, but I see a single mom being a great challenge. But you said something interesting because you said that being a blended family is maybe more of a challenge.
I think so.
Now, I have to admit, you're going to have to kind of
expound elaborate on that.
Yeah.
You need a vacation, a beautiful beach, first-class accommodations, whatever delights your soul. At LCS Travel Services, you can afford to have it all. LCS Travel Services saves you money and time for a great vacation. We'll match you with the perfect destination, resort, or package without charging you any fees and require only a down payment to get you started. Call us today at 214-432-2909. That's 214-432-2909. LCSTravel.com to find out what we can do for you. And then call 214-432-2909 today.
When I was a single mom, my child, the oldest, who's 15 now, has been with me, only me, for 7 years. So when we incorporated, when Bill and I got married, his child came along and mine wasn't used to having a sibling. So number one, my oldest was not adapting very well because his personality just doesn't adapt very well. And then you have a child that's coming in a home partially. And so they're not always with you 24/7. So the blending of these siblings, the brothers, they've never been around each other their life. I think Bryce was, I want to say maybe 9 and Landon was 3, or it was somewhere like 10 and 4 or something like that, because they're 6 years difference. They didn't know what to do with each other. So I felt more like referees and trying to keep the kids to respect each other's boundaries and not to be in each other's face. And how do you discipline? Each parent disciplines differently. I mean, I know you have those challenges in a normal, you know, home with your children, but it was even more difficult to me, I feel like, when we're blended.
Yeah, I can see that because, you know, as you alluded to, every parent has challenges,
yes,
raising their kids.
Right.
I have the excuse of, hey, they're your blood brother, leave them alone.
Right. And now I'm like, well, Bryce never had a younger sibling in his life. And now all of a sudden we're just throwing in a 3.5-year-old who has a totally different personality than mine.
Right.
And then you're trying to teach the children how to work with each other based on their personality.
Now, on top of all that, I know you've had some health issues,
yes,
that you've had to deal with. And yes, explain how that factors into everything.
So I've had health issues. We've had ex issues because both of us have had challenging exes. But my health, we moved into a home together in 2013, in September of 2013. And my health started depreciating probably in January of 14, I started having a lot of weird symptoms, didn't know what was going on with me, chronic fatigue, bloating, and we could not figure it out. And so that just started that journey, and I'm still on it. I'm still processing and trying to figure out how to heal and get back to where I was before.
Yeah, I know you've shared some of that on social media, and I think namely your Instagram account. And yeah, I hear some of the challenges you have about what you can eat, what you can't eat, and then you thought you had it figured out, and you didn't have it figured out.
Right.
And that just adds a whole other layer to your daily living, if you will.
Yes.
And again, that's why I wanted to have you on, because I think there's some things you can add on how you address those and how you overcame those challenges. And like I said, we still have challenges ongoing, but you definitely overcome some of those. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk to Carrie more about how her challenges have led her into other areas of her life and how she's helping other people with their struggles. We're going to have our sponsors pay some bills, and we will be right back after these messages.
Your heart wants to buy, but your bank account is screaming, "You're not ready." Chances are, you're closer than you think. Randy Watkins and the team at Academy Mortgage provide options you probably never knew existed, and then they walk you through it all. Conventional loans, renovation loans, even energy efficiency loans. Call Randy Watkins today, 214-684-1164, and begin taking charge of your future. That's Randy Watkins at Academy Mortgage, 214-684-1164. Randy Watkins, NMLS 177234, Academy Mortgage, NMLS 3113, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. We appreciate our lovely sponsors, and we love them, and we want you to go love on them too. So please go visit our sponsors. We're here today with Carrie Huth. I know her as Carrie Kirkwood, and she is mom extraordinaire and married to a firefighter from Plano, which I'm sure has its own set of challenges.
Yes.
Shift work is kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Thank goodness I was a single mom for 7 years.
Yes, it is.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, a lot easier for you. You know, and Carrie, when I first met you, which would have been 2009, when did you start with this?
I think it was December of 08.
Oh, wait, right. Yeah, I think it was close.
Right.
That's when I first met you, because I hired you and got to know you. And one of the things that, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, that immediately stood out to me was you being a single mom. But when I first found that out, I obviously didn't know the details.
Right.
Just, hey, I think, wow, she's good at her job and single mom. But when a lot of people hear that, they obviously don't know the whole story, you know, as far as, and, you know, I've gotten to know you and more than gotten to know you, I know you. But as I've heard more about your story, I wanted you to share that. I know it's maybe difficult, but.
Right.
You know, you were in, by your own words, you were in an abusive relationship before. And that's how you had your first son, I'm assuming,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
And so I know there's people out there, especially women, that are struggling with that probably right this second.
Yes.
How did you get out of that? Because you're sitting here.
Right.
And you're married. Correct. And now you're happily married.
Right.
Like you said, you have a blended family. I know it wasn't easy to get here, but how did you get here?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was in the relationship for a long time. Never thought that I would ever accept anything like that. I kept making justifications for the behavior. And eventually you get to where you think you're crazy when you're really not. And I think the turning point for me in the relationship was when my oldest child was probably 3 and a half. And I can remember us having a screaming match. And my 3-year-old running up to me crying. And I thought to myself, I'm not going to do this. He's not going to be raised in this type of environment. And that was it. I was done. At that point, I was like, I can't do this. I've got to get away, figure out how to deal with this and how to raise my child with a father that was abusive. And we're talking emotional abuse. I didn't have to necessarily do a physical abuse. He would threaten physical, but he knew the line not to cross it. I think he was aware that I wouldn't tolerate that. Emotional abuse is a totally different story than physical.
And I know I had Mike Hamilton on as one of my guests a few podcasts back. He's a spiritual counselor, and we talked about that. If you listen to that show, you can hear some of my background and some of that I had to deal with, not me personally, but between my parents. And you're right. Obviously, physical abuse is horrible.
Horrible.
But emotional abuse, I think sometimes people think, well, they didn't hit him.
Right.
So it's not that bad.
Right. Where I feel like, right, emotional, it seems like it's lifelong.
I think it is.
And it affects who you are on the inside.
And that's, and again, that's why I think you have such a great story to tell, because you were obviously in by your own words, you were in a horrible relationship.
Right.
But you made the decision ultimately through your son,
right,
to get out of that.
Right.
And you've had several steps along your journey since then. And like I said, we worked together for a while. We both departed Murphy, mm-hmm, if you will. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, that's a good way to put
it. Nice and
nice.
Generic.
Professional.
Some people know the real story, I guess. And you've gone on from that.
Yes.
And so, like I said, I've loved you from the day I first met you. I definitely want what's best for you, and I think God has definitely provided for you and your family. And then I've noticed, though, I have to admit, I get a chuckle. It's probably a couple of years ago, maybe a year ago. Like I said, my kiddos follow Instagram. That's all they do. They don't do Facebook. Facebook's for old people.
Yeah, it is.
I admit it. But for us Generation Xers, but I started following you on Instagram, and I noticed that, we talked briefly about your health issues. Mm-hmm. You had shared some of that.
Yes.
But what really caught my eye was the makeup.
Right.
And so you would actually do demonstrations that's with the company Unique. And
Unique.
It's spelled differently. How's it spelled?
Right. It's spelled YOUNIQUE.
Okay. And so you're, what's your role with them?
So I'm considered a presenter. That's the role I have with them. When I was going through all of my health issues, and Bill was working a lot of hours, and I was alone with the baby, Unique was an outlet for me. It was something that I loved the mission. I loved who they were and what they stood for. They are it's a network marketing company, and they started in 2012, and they are all about empowering women, helping them find their voice and giving them the confidence they need to know they can, handle anything that life throws them.
Wow. Boy, I bet that was very attractive to you based on what you've
yes.
experienced.
So it was neat, because sometimes you feel alone in what you're going through, but to have that tribe of women that you see that there's other women out there that are struggling like you.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because when as a consumer, mm-hmm, when I just see Unique, and obviously I did a little research on them, of course.
Right.
But initially, it's on the surface, you don't really see that part of it.
No,
it's more retail to me.
Right.
But that's,
and some people are better at portraying that than I would be.
Okay. But that's okay. I mean.
So they provide a support group for women. So a lot of times women can be very malicious at times and jealous and not supportive of other women, more cutthroat. And what I've realized is there are women out there that will support and encourage and inspire you to be the best you can be.
I tell you, that's a whole nother podcast, talk about relationships and how men and women are different.
Right.
Probably been a couple of books written on that, I'm sure.
Yes.
But you're right. That's tough, because, we all make mistakes. And, unfortunately, sometimes we mean to do them and sometimes we don't.
Right.
And that support group that you have with them, that's awesome. Because really, like I said, on the outside, hey, you just sell for them.
Right.
But you get, sound like you get so much more.
Right. It's so much more than makeup.
That's awesome.
It is. It really is.
Celebrate life's fun moments with gourmet cupcakes. What is a gourmet cupcake? Simply put, flavor perfection. Confection Perfection by Melissa delights with over 14 flavors of delicious gourmet cupcakes and specialty cookie varieties. Triple chocolate temptation, cookies and dream, almond butter applause, lips smacking lemon. Tantalize your taste buds with cupcake sensations that will bring you back again and again. Go to confectionperfectionbymelissa.com for delivery or pickup orders placed online. Place your order today at confectionperfectionbymelissa.com.
And, you know, what else is much more than makeup? Again, the other thing that I started following you on is your podcast.
Yeah.
So, Ladies Out Loud.
Yes. LOL.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, I didn't even catch
that. No, you're good. LOL, Ladies Out Loud. We like to have fun.
How'd you start that?
How did I start that? Well, I didn't start it. I was asked to join. Okay. So, my friend Tracy, we worked together.
You can give her last name.
Tracy Robert. Okay. We worked together in Little Elm. So, that's where we met.
Oh.
She actually is the one that interviewed me, and then we ended up being office mates, and we worked together for about, oh man, how many years did we work together? Maybe two or three.
Okay.
I think. And we had an office together, and we were each other's support, and we were encouraging to each other, and we just chatted and chatted. We worked, but then we chatted and we worked. And she was approached to do a podcast. There was a gentleman that's looking for a ladies podcast.
Okay.
And she's in this networking group. And so she said, the first person that came to my mind when I thought about doing this podcast was you. Because we pretty much did a podcast in our office together.
Just wasn't recorded.
Therapy for each other during our difficult times. Because she was a single mom at that time.
Oh, wow. So y'all had a lot in common.
Gave me strength in things I needed, and I was able to give her strength in areas that she needed.
Now, I have listened to a few, and I kind of laugh. I think they're funny. But y'all are just having a good time.
Yeah, we're just raw.
And
raw.
Yeah, that's right.
We want to be raw.
And I think, gosh, how many episodes do you have now? Several. I mean,
yeah, we've done
at least
several.
10.
Right. So we just started right before Christmas, probably about a week or two before Christmas when we started recording.
What's your purpose of doing that particular podcast? What do you want people to get out of that when they listen to it?
So the whole premise behind that podcast is it's pretty much a podcast that is supportive to women. So Got Your Back, girl podcast.
Okay. So I laugh, but it's not really for me, maybe. But
right, I mean,
I think it's funny.
So what we want out of the podcast is to empower women, mainly to find their voice, because both of us come from a background of not having a voice and not feeling like we have the confidence to speak. And so our goal is to give women their voice.
You know, and Carrie, that's why you're here. On a guest on my podcast, because I want you to have another avenue for your voice to be heard.
Right.
Because as you know, with podcasts, there's a certain audience that listens to them, and there's a certain audience that you said very well that listens to your podcast. And I want more people to know about your story. I want more people to know about your podcast because, like I said, I think that, unfortunately, the experiences that you have gone through is not uncommon.
No.
You know, no. Unfortunately, no. I wish that was rare, but it's not. And the more people that can get together, especially women, the more people that feel like they can have a support group.
Right.
And it's great that you have that outlet on your podcast. As you know, I'm all about serving others. That's one of the reasons I even do this podcast, is to serve others, get other people's message out. And so I can't thank enough for coming on the show today. I know some of the things we talked about was difficult.
Right.
But I appreciate you willing to do that, because I hope someone that's listening will just be impacted enough to maybe make some changes.
Right. And it's part of the healing process.
Amen. It's definitely part of the healing process. So, Carrie, how can people find you? You know, you have the relationship with Unique and your podcast. How can they find you if they want to know more about you?
Well, they can find me on Facebook with my name, Carrie Huth.
Yeah. Not Kirkwood.
That is spelled H-U-T as in Tom, 8.
Okay.
You can find me on Instagram. I think it's Makeup with Carrie.
I think that's right, yeah.
Man, that's sad. I had to question my own stuff. You know, when you look at it every day, you don't even think about
it. You got a big family to take care of, so it's okay.
That's right. Yeah. And then Ladies Out Loud. We actually have a Facebook page.
Okay.
Ladies Out Loud.
Well, and Carrie, again, we want to thank you for coming today. It was so great to talk to you. It's so great to see you.
It's great to see you too, Jeff.
I know we've known each other for a long time. And I want to take this opportunity, too, to thank the Trade Group, who was our gracious host for our studios today. And so the Trade Group is an awesome group, and it's a wonderful studio to be in. And then I know a lot of you are listening probably in your car to this podcast. So the things that Carrie just told you, just, you know, don't write it down before you get somewhere. Wait till you get somewhere and stop, and then go write it down. But you can find my podcast on iTunes and on Google Play and all those other places you can find podcasts. And again, Carrie, I love you, and I'm glad you came on the show today.
Thank you.
If you or your business is interested in being a guest or advertising on the Seed of the Serve show, please call 972-771-4992, or you can email me at jeff@bickerstaffinsurance.com. That's jeff@bickerstaffins.com. That's it for this episode of Seed of the Serve. We're connecting the dots between business, community, and family. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to Seated to Serve with Jeff Bickerstaff. To be a guest on Seated to Serve or to advertise your business, contact 972-771-4992. Seated to Serve is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network and affiliates and is available at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Listen to Seated to Serve each Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on OBBM Radio and the OBBM Network podcast, also available on Google Play, iTunes, and your Offbeat Business app. Contact 972-771-4992 for guest and sponsor information today.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year. And they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.